All the research shows that people trust their friends, their colleagues, and their neighbors way more than they trust the person with the marketing message. And so for you as an agent, the question becomes, how are you using other people's words to build trust for you?
Hello, and welcome to episode 145 of the Smart Agents Podcast. My name is Michael Walter, and I'll be your host. In today's episode, we are joined by founder of Ugly Mug Marketing, Wayne Mullins, to talk all about how you can stand out from the crowd and turn past clients into evangelists eager to sing your praises. Now, while you've probably heard from countless others that you have to stand out from the crowd to find success, Wayne shares a real-life story about how a rock helped get his business off the ground. Throughout our conversation, Wayne gives actionable tips for staying top of mind with clients, shares his 5 questions to ask yourself when determining if your website is set up for success, and explains the key difference between digital marketing and social media marketing. But before we get on to today's featured interview, make sure to subscribe to the Smart Agents Podcast. You can find the show on all major podcasting platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and now Amazon Music. Also, if you or someone else on your team has an incredible story or tip to share with our community, send us a message at feedback@smartagents.com. We're always on the lookout for new stories to share. All right, let's get on to today's featured interview with Wayne Mullins. If you're interested in hearing more of his marketing philosophy, I highly recommend you check out his book, Full Circle Marketing. There's a link in the episode description. Well, really, the way I like to start everything out is if you can just introduce yourself to us a little bit, who you are, and really what you do.
Sure. So I am Wayne Mullins. I am the founder of a unique, what I would like to believe is a one-of-a-kind marketing agency. We've been privileged from right here in a small town, Alexandria, Louisiana, to work with clients from around the world. And our approach is a bit different from most, and I'm sure we can dive into that in our conversation today.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I love the name of your agency. Tell me a little bit about how that came up. First of all, what it is and how that came about.
Sure. So the name Ugly Mug Marketing actually comes from a quote by this gentleman of the name David Ogilvy. So David Ogilvy was the co-founder of, at one time, the largest ad agency in the world, Ogilvy & Mather. And David's background was direct response marketing. And there's rumor that inside his offices, he had a quote that he would go around saying to people, which was, "I would rather you show me an ad that's ugly and effective over one that's beautiful but isn't." And so the name Ugly Mug Marketing is really a calling for us. It's our North Star, if you will, to stay focused on what matters most. And what matters most are the results, not for us, but the results for our clients. You know, in our industry, in the world that we live in, there's a lot of pressure and there's a lot of other agencies who live to compete, design competitions, video competitions, all of these other things. And the problem I have with that is not that there's anything wrong with celebrating your work and celebrating your effort. The problem I have is that we often get distracted by those things instead of staying focused on what matters most.
Right, right. So, you know, our core audience is real estate agents and brokers, and you know, there is so much they are inundated with when it comes to the marketing, whether that be the online or the direct mail. You know, there's so much and it can be overwhelming. So I really want to dive into, you know, what your thoughts on what can be the most effective things that they can do to get their names out there and to kind of build up that little army of people supporting them.
Absolutely. So the very first thing that I would say for anyone is that you have to do something that stands out. You have to do something that makes you different, that makes you unique, that makes you a brand in and of itself or for yourself. And so I'm gonna give a story. I've got here a little rock, and it's just a plain rock. It's a smooth rock. And on this rock, we wrote on here, it says, "Effective marketing doesn't have to be expensive." And then it's got our web address. And so when we were first starting out in business, I had no money, but I needed clients. And so what we would do is we'd actually go buy these rocks at a garden center and we'd write this message, "Effective marketing doesn't have to be expensive," in our web address. And we would leave these rocks around anywhere that business owners may go. So golf courses, we would leave them around at restaurants, coffee shops, hotels, et cetera. Now, immediately, in the minds of the people that we're trying to reach, one of the things that they know as entrepreneurs, as business owners, is that their marketing is an important piece. It's an important component. The other thing that I know is that they're often confused as to if their marketing is actually producing results for them. And so this one little message cut through the noise, it cut through the clutter, and it spoke directly to them. So I'm sharing that story to say this: for a real estate agent, for someone listening, what are some simple things that you can do to cut through the noise, to cut through the clutter? Maybe for you, you could go buy some keys, some blank keys at a department store, home goods store, and write messages on there. Is this the key to your new house? And then put your contact number on the other side. What is a key cost? I don't know, $1, maybe $2. Leave them around places where you know your target market will likely go, where they will likely be. And again, by doing that one simple thing, you're going to immediately differentiate yourself. You're going to immediately stand out from all the other agents.
Yeah, I love that idea. I could just imagine, you know, somebody listening to this, getting, you know, a whole bunch of keychains made, you know, with their contact info, and just leaving them around places like a baseball park, or, you know, even like our neighborhood has those, you know, nobody has a mailbox. It's all like the, you know, the kind of the setup of, you know, 30 mailboxes together, you know, leave one on top of there every once in a while. And I love that idea.
Yeah, I think so many times we get so distracted by all the noise, right? And like you said earlier, there's so many things that vie for our attention. And there's so many things that say, hey, we should be focusing here with our marketing, or we should be doing this with our marketing. And we get overwhelmed. And when most of us get overwhelmed as entrepreneurs, the problem is we go into research mode, which means we're exploring all the different options instead of taking action. So what I would tell anyone listening right now is, you don't need more information, you need more action. And I firmly believe that there's two simple questions that every agent, every entrepreneur should ask themselves each and every day. Like I view these, I still ask myself these questions every single day. So question number one is, what have I done today to attract a new client? That simple. What have I done today to attract a new client? So don't go to bed until you can answer that question and give a decent answer to that. And then question number two is, what have I done to keep a client today? Now, let me explain what that means briefly. To keep a client, we don't just want to keep a client so that, you know, 6 or 7 or 8 years down the road when they're ready to buy again or sell again, they come back to us. What we want to do is we want to keep them so that we can convert them into evangelists for us, right? And I see so often, you know, you think about it, every single person listening to this right now, somewhere around them, there's this device called a smartphone, right? They're maybe listening to this on a smartphone. And with that smartphone, you have the ability to share a message, quote unquote, with the world. Now, it could be just with your friends on Facebook. It could be via text message. It could be via, you know, any other social media platform. But we all now, I forget the number. It's like 4 billion people, I think, in the world, or 6 billion. It's a huge percentage of the people now that have smartphones. And yet we don't think through enough how to leverage, how to convert our previous clients into evangelists for our brands.
Right. So what are some of those things that agents can start doing to make sure that, you know, they are communicating with their past clients and getting a message out there that those past clients are then wanting to share to their friends and family?
Yeah, I love this question. So one of the things I think that we often as salespeople, as entrepreneurs, we neglect is once we close the deal, right? Once we go to the closing, we hand them the keys, we may give them a small gift, you know, housewarming gift to move in their place. We're then moving on to the next sell. We're then out looking for the next one. And I believe that a fundamental rule for marketing going forward is this, that smart marketers, smart agents are going to invest as much time and attention converting previous clients into evangelists as they are seeking new clients. You all heard the expression that, you know, when there's a negative experience, people are likely to tell, I don't remember the number, 7, 8, 9, 10 people. But when there's a great positive experience, they're only going to tell one or two. Now, here's the thing. The question for us to ponder is, what are we doing to leverage those positive experiences so they will tell other people? I love to start with this, Michael. I love to start with, when we think about turning people into evangelists, we first have to understand, what are their expectations in this relationship? So if we are unable to exceed our client's expectations, even though we may find the house that we think they love, even though we may close the deal, did we deliver service in such a way that actually exceeded their expectations? Because if we don't clearly understand their expectations, there is no way we can exceed those expectations. And exceeding expectations is the requirement for creating an evangelist. So step one is, we have to understand, I love to call it the customer expectation or the client expectation litmus test. So go down on a sheet of paper, down the left-hand side, write down all the points of interaction that your client's going to have with you. So maybe it's the initial meeting. Maybe it's the follow-up after that. Maybe it's when they text you or when they call you or when they email you. And you're going to ask yourself, what does a reasonable client have the right to expect during this particular interaction? So when they call me, do they expect me to answer the phone? Do they expect to get a voicemail? If they expect me to answer the phone, how many rings do they expect it to ring before I actually answer it? If they text me, do they expect me to respond within 10 minutes, within an hour, within 3 days? What are their expectations? Once you identify that, you can now judge yourself with each client interaction on those core areas, those core points of touch, and determine, are you actually as good at exceeding expectations as you think you are? So that's where I think the groundwork is. That's where we have to start if we're going to build evangelist.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, it all comes, you have to build up that great impression, and not just the first impression, but really kind of carry it through that entire, you know, in the real estate space, that entire transaction. You really have to, you know, continue to build up that trust.
Yeah. Trust is it. There's a phrase that says, where attention goes, money flows, but that's only partially true, because you can get all the attention in the world, but if people don't trust you, they're never going to pull out their wallet. They're never going to sign the contract. They're never going to allow you to list their property or help them find the property. And so trust is the ingredient. And I believe that the way I love to say it is, where trust goes, money flows. And here's an interesting thing, and we all know this intuitively, but people don't trust us, right? They don't trust us as entrepreneurs. They don't trust you as an agent. And the reason is this: they know you have a vested interest. And so the question becomes, who then do they trust? And all the research shows that people trust their friends, their colleagues, and their neighbors way more than they trust the person with the marketing message. And so for you as an agent, the question becomes, how are you using other people's words to build trust for you? So I believe that every single agent needs a booklet. And I literally mean, over time, you need to actually create a booklet full of references, full of testimonials from your previous clients, vouching for you, vouching for your credibility. So, you know, with what we do, it's one of the very first things we send prospects. So when they get a 50-page document full of testimonials, they no longer have to trust us, right? We've got all these other people vouching for our credibility, vouching for the fact that we can actually get results for them.
Right. Absolutely. I think, you know, in the real estate space, when you look at the different Instagram pages and things like that, you know, a lot of agents will have, you know, their testimonials and everything posted on there. And then there's the other folks that are like, I don't want to do that. You know, it just seems like I'm patting myself on the back, but you have to do that. You have to have, you know, something to show that you have done this, that you know what you're doing, and that you can be trusted.
Absolutely. Again, self-promotion for so many is an awkward thing. It's a thing that we're just uncomfortable with. But that's why, for me personally, I love those two questions that I mentioned earlier, because those two questions force me to lean into the areas that I'm not necessarily overly comfortable in. Because at the end of the day, we all know that we have to make new connections. We have to serve our clients well, we have to exceed their expectations, and then we have to figure out ways to convert them into evangelists for us. That is the only way you're going to grow your business as an agent.
Right. So outside of, you know, the exceeding those client expectations throughout the course of the transaction, you know, and obviously keeping, you know, up with some touch points throughout, you know, over the course of the years afterwards, what are some other things that you can do that maybe aren't necessarily a one-on-one conversation or a one-on-one touch point to stay top of mind with those clients that they, you know, they continue to remember you and they continue to help you spread your message out?
Sure. I think there's so many opportunities out there now, and there's so many ways that we can actually automate that messaging. So one of the things that I absolutely love to do, and there's several tools out there that you can use. One I'm going to recommend is called AdRoll, AdRoll, and it's a retargeting tool. Now, they have other things now that they offer, but if you have a website, you can take this one little piece of code and you can go paste it in the back end of your website. And what will happen with AdRoll is they will then retarget all of those people with ads for you. So it's a very subtle thing. All of us have seen it when we're shopping online and then we go over maybe to social media and all of a sudden we're seeing maybe even the things that were in our shopping cart, right, showing up on our social media feeds. So AdRoll does all of that work for you. And as a matter of fact, they will even help create your ads for you. So you tell them kind of what you want and they will help create it. And it's really cool. You can dive into targeting. Again, I'm not affiliated with AdRoll at all. There's other tools that, you know, Google does this, other tools. AdRoll just makes it super simple to do. So retargeting is a very powerful tool, very inexpensive, but it's a way that you can keep your message, your face, your name in front of people who've actually been on your website. And you can do the same on social, right? You can retarget people who've come to your social page, interacted with your social page. What I would say is that retargeting is often overlooked because we're out there trying to find the new people, right? We're out there trying to put our message in front of the new people. But going back to what I said a minute or two ago, trust is what we're trying to build. And it's almost impossible to build trust in the first interaction. So we need, just like you said, Michael, we need those additional points of interaction. We need those additional top of mind awareness points so that we are there when they're ready to make that buying decision.
Right. Absolutely. And I really like, you know, the idea of retargeting all of your past clients too. So they, because, you know, in the course of a conversation, you know, if you haven't talked specifically to them and, you know, that week, and they have a friend that is coming up, you know, your name might not exactly jump out to them, but if they continue to see you popping up on their social media feed or seeing one of their ads when they're checking out their local news site or, you know, an ESPN or something like that, it's going to keep, you know, refreshing your face in the front of their mind.
Absolutely. You know, there's other simple things that all of us have access to. So, you know, if you've got a basic Gmail account, you can now actually schedule emails to go out at future dates. So when you close on a house, why not go ahead and set up an email that goes out a year in the future that goes to those people and says, hey, happy anniversary on your house. How are things going? You know, y'all still loving the house? How's the kids? Whatever those things are, you can write that. One time when you close the deal, they will then get it, whatever date you set. It could be the year anniversary, it could be the 2 year anniversary, whatever it may be. There are so many tools out there. But again, we have to remember that our job is to get strangers to know about us, to then get them to like us. And the way that we're going to get them to like us is we have to be different from other people around, right? So if we're just like everyone else, there's no reason for them to like us over any of the other agents in the marketplace. So once we get those strangers to know about us and to like us, I would then call them friends. They're now our friend. Now, the whole last step in the process is to convert friends into clients. And that's all about that trust. That's all about those additional contacts. That's all about, if you choose to do remarketing, you know, it's all of those little things that build that trust over time so that when it's time to sell, when it's time to buy, you are the very first person they think of.
Right. And I have to imagine that in that vein, that's really where those, you know, those timely type, you know, market reports and emails, you know, about the current conditions in their market to really kind of hit them then and there and show that you are on top of your game and that you are the person that, you know, has all the knowledge.
Absolutely. I think, again, that's a positioning thing. So you want to figure out what is the position that you want to own in their minds. And being an expert, being someone who's in tune with what's taking place in the marketplace, to know when it's time to sell, to know when it's time to buy, all of those things, again, they differentiate you. They help you stand out in the sea of sameness, in the sea of everyone, quote unquote, doing the exact same thing that everyone else is doing.
Right. Kind of not really shifting gears too much, but, you know, how can, in the real estate space, there's a lot of websites that are out there that they look exactly the same, you know, might have the photo of the agent, a contact me, and really that's about it. What are some things that people can do to help, you know, A, differentiate yourself, and then also help position you as that expert?
Sure. The very first thing I would say is go out and look at what everyone else is doing in your marketplace. Go visit their web pages. And then what I want you to do is go away from the computer, turn off the phone. And I want you to think through, out of everything that you just looked at, what are some things that you could do that would be completely different, that would cause people, when they see your webpage, to notice a difference in your webpage? So that's number one. The other thing that we do with all of our clients is this. We call it the critical five. And so there's five questions that you want to ask yourself about each page on your website. So if you have multiple pages, you're going to ask yourself these five questions about each page. So question number one is this: who's here? Who is on this page? Now, here's the interesting thing. As people move through your website, the who, quote unquote, is slightly different. So if someone is just on your homepage, that's a different mindset of the person. So it's a quote unquote different person than someone that's on your contact page. Or if someone's on your listing page for commercial real estate, that's a different person than the person on the residential page. So question number one is who's here? Question number two is what do I want them to do on this specific page? That answer should vary from page to page. We love to talk about the homepage as like an airport terminal, right? The whole purpose of the airport terminal is to help people get to their gates as quickly and as efficiently as possible. So that is the purpose of your homepage. The homepage is designed to help people find what they're looking for as quickly as possible and get them to that particular page. So question one, who's here? Question two, what do I want them to do? Question number three is how do I want them to do that? Do I want them to click something? Do I want them to fill out something? Do I want them to email? How do I want them to take whatever that action is? The next one is when. When do I want them to take that action? Now, we often think that the answer is always immediately, but that may not always be the case. There's going to be instances where we don't necessarily want immediate action, right? I think this is a sidetrack, but I think that sometimes we get so impatient with our marketing that we expect people to hear about us, to call us and sign the contract in the same day. Right? We have to understand that marketing is a process. And that's why so few people, so few agents do it well, because it is a process, and it's a process that requires patience. And if you are patient and you are willing to do the work, and I would just argue, answer those two questions that I mentioned earlier every single day, you will go through the process of marketing. It will hold you accountable. And then the very last question is, why? Why should this person that is on this page take the action that I want them to take when I want them to take it from their perspective? Not from my perspective. I know why I want them to take the action, right? I've got the listing, or I want to list what they have. From their perspective, though, why should they take the action that I want them to take? Have I given them compelling reasons? Have I built trust? Have I done all these other elements? So those are the critical five. And I really believe, after doing this for a lot of years and walking people through this, that when you spend the time, when you invest the time going through those questions, it will transform what you put on your website and the way that people engage with your website.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really like that, you know, what you said there is really kind of looking at it from their perspective. Why would they, like, if you were them, why would you be taking action? And I think that's one thing that gets lost a lot in a whole lot of different marketing areas, is you got to think, you have to look at things from your customer's point of view.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you guys were, you know, were getting started, what was it that kind of clicked that you wanted to train people and work with people to turn their customers into evangelists, and kind of go away from some of the other things that, you know, different marketing experts and things out there, you know, they just keep getting pumped down our real estate agents' kind of throats.
Yeah, I would say that, you know, we all know, every single one of us know that we trust our friends and our family and the messages that we hear from them way more than we trust any ad that we ever see anywhere, right? And yet, as marketers, we don't focus on how do we actually convert our existing clients into evangelists for us. So, you know, in the real estate space, for example, I know one of the common things that so many agents do is at the closing or right after the closing, they give a gift to the client, right? Which is great. The problem with that is, unless you are taking a picture, which some do, and posting it on social, no one knows about it. So one of the things that we recommend people do is instead of giving them a gift at closing, find out where they work, send the gift to their office with balloons. Balloons are the key, because when the gift gets brought in with the balloons, everyone in the office is going to ask, what is that for? Is it your birthday? Is it anniversary? What is it? And then they're going to say, no, it's from my agent. We just listed, we just closed, whatever the thing is that just happened. So again, you want to look for ways that you can almost by default force them to be an evangelist for you. Now, if you send balloons to someone's office and you have not met their expectations during that entire process, it's probably not a good idea. They may not say good things about you. So back to the expectations, ensure we're exceeding those. And then again, look for those things that no one else is doing. Look for the ways that you can put yourself in environments where they're more willing to talk about you.
Yeah, absolutely. Before we wrap up, I do want to, you touched on the, you know, in marketing, it's, you can't expect somebody to sign the contract that day, that there is, it is a process and it is a bit of a long game. What are some of the things that agents and people just in general that are doing, you know, retargeting marketing, any type of really this type of marketing, those things to really find their success and be able to, you know, hit pause on things and not get, you know, freaked out and start changing every couple of days?
Yeah, I think that, you know, marketing in and of itself, whatever the results you're getting from your marketing, they're perfectly in line to the system, the marketing system that you already have in place. And I can tell you the absolute worst system, Michael, that I see so many have, it's what I would call copycat marketing, right? They see a quote unquote successful agent doing a certain thing, and then they go copy that thing. Now, what I would say is most of the time, what they're doing is they're confusing the actions with the actual asset that the other person has. So an example of that would be, let's say that you look around the marketplace and one of the successful agents in your area does a lot of Instagram reels. So videos where they're maybe walking through a home, et cetera. So you think, okay, that's the thing I need to do. I need to do Instagram reels, without the realization that you may suck on video. And so now you're out there doing videos where you seem awkward or you're just not good at it, but you're trying to do it because you see the quote unquote successful agent doing it. Instead, you need to go under, you need to peel back the onion a layer and you say, okay, what is the actual asset that they are building? And is there a way that I can build that same asset, but utilizing my skills? So the asset in that case would be an engaged audience. Well, for me, maybe I'm a better writer than I am on video. So maybe I could do some posts on LinkedIn or Facebook where I give a brief synopsis every single week on the market conditions, what's taking place, what you should be looking at, what you shouldn't be looking at, those types of things. So again, when you identify the actual asset, instead of just copying the actions, you're going to get far better results because you're then able to use your gifts, your talents, and your abilities to actually accomplish those things.
Yeah, I really love that. You know, it's not so much the, you know, what they're producing. It's the, you know, how they're interacting with their audience and trying to figure out how you can also get your audience to interact with you. I like that. I think that's something that a lot of people need to hear, that it's not necessarily the end deliverable there that they're seeing that is, you know, what's engaging that audience.
Yeah, I would add one other note to that I see so often is that, you know, most this is true for all entrepreneurs, but in real estate it's true as well, is that most of the time, people aren't actually doing social media. What they're doing is digital media. And so the difference is this: when you're doing digital media, you show up and you throw up your message and you hope it reaches a bunch of people, right? Whereas you're doing social media, social is about interaction. It's about dialogue. Digital is about a megaphone. It's about, I'm here to tell you what I know. I'm here to tell you how great I am. Social, on the other hand, is about, I want to engage in a dialogue with you. I want to know who you are. I want to understand what your pain points are. And so when we think about our social media marketing, I think one of the things we need to think about is, how do I shift from this megaphone idea where I'm going to show up and explain how great I am or how great the market is or how all these, you know, whatever it may be. And instead, we need to shift to, how can I show up and engage with other people? Not how can people show up and engage with me? How can I first show up and engage with other people? How can I build a social network for myself?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this is definitely a conversation that could go hours and hours with, you know, just all the different aspects of marketing. And for agents, there's so much out there. And I think, you know, a lot of it comes down to building those relationships and building that trust. But I do want to ask you about full circle marketing and your book.
Yeah, absolutely. So my book actually comes out of this whole idea that, you know, we've been doing marketing for clients for quite some time now, a little over 14 years. And our fee is pretty expensive. To work with us is fairly expensive month over month. And so I love, though, working with the small entrepreneur. I love working with those trying to get it off the ground. And so I really put the book together just to explain in detail our whole approach to marketing, which full circle marketing, the spoiler here is that when you go full circle, what you're doing is you're no longer ending your marketing just because you got the signed contract or you got the closing. Full circle says there's a whole nother side of the circle, which is, how do I turn my existing clients into evangelists for myself, for my brand, for my company? And that is what the book's about. It's not some latest, greatest whiz bang, you know, thing. It's based on some psychological fundamentals that have been around for over 100 years now. And the beautiful thing about that is they don't really change with time, right? They've been proven year after year, decade after decade. And when followed, they work phenomenally well.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you so much, Michael.
I really want to thank Wayne for joining us today, as it was a conversation that really could have lasted hours. So if you're interested in hearing more from Wayne, remember to check out the episode description for a link to his book, Full Circle Marketing. Once again, if you think you or someone else on your team has an incredible story or tip to share with our community, send us a message at feedback@smartagents.com. Well, that wraps things up for this episode, but remember, follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts and make sure to subscribe to the Smart Agents YouTube channel. Again, I'm Michael Walter, and we'll see you on the next episode.